Thank you for listening to this Podcast One Sportsnet production, available on Apple Podcasts and Podcast One.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah. Of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Have fun with your important conversations and your big issues with your brains and your smart stuff, okay? We got hockey to learn.
Dr. Hockey.
All right, well, we are on the phone with the guys from Veda Sport. And guys, why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves. Tell us about your company, and we're excited to hear from you.
Yeah, so my name is Marvin Degon. I am the director of Veda Sport, and I kind of handle everything on the sports side of things for our company and our brands. And this is Rob.
Rob Shrimp. Yeah, I'm an athletic liaison with the company. I just joined on this year as I retired. Started out as someone taking the product and then saw the benefits and really got behind these guys and their message. I really believed in it, and it really helped me. So that's how I got to this company.
And you guys got into this from the hockey standpoint, so that's why the Dr. Hockey podcast. We take interest for a couple reasons. We love hockey, and we love the fact that we have to deal with all the long-term effects and injuries and problems that come from playing this very, very rough contact sport. So tell us about your company, how the product's working for you, and we're going to have a lot of questions for you.
Yeah, so we're a health company first. You know, we're doing things in this industry that it's a bit different take on it, I think. Most companies are trying to just get a product to the shelves. And as important as it is to give access to the population to CBD products or cannabis products, it's also important to make sure that you're doing it the right way. And, you know, you guys coming from the medical background, you know, our group is deeply focused on the educational health side of this industry. And that's going to show a lot in our products and the way we do business, kind of the marketing and whatnot that we do.
So what are the main indications in sort of your sports side of medical marijuana? What would you say, you know, you got interested in medical marijuana for sports injuries and for long-term health? Where did that come from? What are the main reasons you're going after this market?
You know, it's a replacement for things that we know are not good for us. We know that the solutions to the problems that athletes have, specifically in contact sports, we know that they're not sustainable, whether it be opiates or sleepers or muscle relaxers or maybe in some cases Xanaxes and Valiums and things that guys take in order to either get up for their game or come down for their family. You know, there's two different worlds there, and a lot of people just see the professional athlete as like they're on the ice and that's all they have to give. But there's a lot more. You know, those are 2 hours that you see. There's 22 that you don't see, and those are the hours that are really hard on a lot of players. You know, there's a lot more to it than just the physical abuse too.
So you both have a unique perspective on this, and one of the things that obviously has been big, especially in the last 15 to 20 years, not just in hockey, but in pro sports and even amateur sports for that matter, is drug testing. So my question is, clearly I have patients that have been on CBD preparations and have also been on CBD with THC. I've been finding that more of my patients for spine injuries and spine issues have responded more to the CBD with the THC in it as opposed to plain CBD. As far as the drug testing goes for a player, let's say, you know, gets a bad bone bruise or some whatever an injury is, mm-hmm. How do you rationalize them using it topically or orally or other modalities that you have with the drug testing? What are those parameters and what rules you have to work within and get, or is there a special letter that they have to get while they're in treatment.
Right. You can get a letter from so WADA is basically the governing body of sports when it comes to testing, which is the World Anti-Doping Agency. For people that are in the U.S., they would consider it the USADA, which is the United States Anti-Doping Agency, but they actually refer to WADA. So WADA is kind of the deciding factor here. And one of the things that they did just recently is they actually removed CBD from their prohibited substance list. And what that did was it made it an entry point. They did it fairly quietly. There wasn't a lot of fanfare, but it was a move that needed to happen. Because what was happening was other countries were taking advantage of this. I mean, there's, as you know, other countries get in trouble for doping or what if they get caught. But the U.S. specifically was missing out on these products in their athletes' regimen, right? So they did that. They took the CBD off. But what they did do also very quietly is they changed the limits of THC allowed in your blood for a positive test. So when on the really getting down to the scientific side of things, if you worked at say like Comcast or a really stringent company that had testing regulations, their numbers are somewhere in the realm of 15 to 50 nanograms per milliliter, which is just, whatever, that's a number, but that's a very, very, small amount to test positive for, right? That's, you'd be worried, right?
Yes.
And that's their limitation. Anything over that, they're fired or whatever, misconduct rules they have. In WADA's regulations, which they did, as I say, quietly, is they raised that limit to 150 nanograms per milliliter. And that is an extraordinary amount when you consider these are fat-soluble products, right? When an athlete. So there's movement that people don't know about and not necessarily everybody's talking about. But behind the scenes, the right people are making the right decisions. And there is the ball's rolling. So, the testing, these things, I think some states are talking about making it illegal for companies to test for THC. The history will be on the side of THC being part of these products. As you said, customers who take a full spectrum product or a product with THC in it typically have a better result. That's there. And there's much more to it. Yeah.
I wanted you guys, just for our listeners, if you could clarify CBD and THC, what the differences are and why those distinctions are made.
So THC is what everybody, that's the sexy thing that everybody talks about. It's tetrahydrocannabidiol. And then there's CBD, which is cannabidiol. Now, when we talk about marijuana, it's bred, nobody goes to the store and buys tequila if they don't want to get a buzz on, right? So marijuana is bred for high doses of THC. And in that amount, you don't necessarily get the health benefits that you would from a typical low THC product that's a full spectrum, CBD product. I guess CBD we use as our terminology because it's what everybody's familiar with. But that's just, again, one of the pieces of this whole puzzle. THC in a smokable amount is typically what I would say is more for an anxiety situation or somebody who's introverted, or in those cases, yes, you can find medical ways to use that. But if you're talking to somebody who's, saying that they need the THC for other reasons, I would question that. I think the THC scientifically is proven as a more of a delivery agent when you consider a full spectrum product.
I mean, we all have patients that are using cannabis for, multiple reasons. It's become quite popular, and, the availability in California is pretty significant.
Right.
So, we've just I've kind of had to have a crash course in cannabis and how to manage it in terms of my surgical patients, because, there's interactions, drug interactions, all the things that you think of, like any medication. And I kind of liken it to, this is one of those drugs that, its time is here now. And there've been other medications like this throughout history. One that leaps to mind is, Digitalis, which was used for basically cardiac issues, people that whose heart's not pumping strong enough. And Digitalis was really, it was people would take foxglove was the herb that you would eat, and it would make your heart stronger and beat better, et cetera, et cetera. And they always felt that Vincent van Gogh was dig toxic because his colors were very, crazy on his paintings, but they're actually representative of what people would see if they had too much digitalis. And evidently, he was a big foxglove user. So
think about even the 1950s and 1960s when all the baseball players, in particular the Yankees, I remember we're talking about taking greenies, they're amphetamines. I mean, these are things that have been prevalent in sports or art or whatever. There's different ways of, like you said, getting up for a certain event and then coming down.
Right, and so these medications make their way into the populace, into the public, and marijuana's time has come. Clearly, cannabis is key. It has a lot of great benefits, and so I commend you guys for taking it to the scientific level and being able to provide it in a sports atmosphere. And I am glad to hear that in terms of testing. That's very important because these guys are not going to use a drug that probably can help many of them if they feel like it's going to jeopardize their career, obviously.
Right.
So,
that's where our sport line is born. So we have Veda Sport, which is an isolate based product line. And it's, we play with the different delivery systems to kind of push it towards the sport market. But in reality, the basis of it being alive is because of testing. There wouldn't be necessarily a need for a CBD isolate if there was no testing. Now, to say that is true, the science behind that isn't proven. The benefits of CBD are obviously, everyone talk about them. The specific benefits of a CBD product aren't necessarily as defined as they can be in the next few years.
I have a question for you. So, in California, before it was made legal 100% across the board, it was approved for medical purposes. And patients would come in and ask me sometimes, because I deal with patients, unfortunately, that I've been on pain medication, opiates, whatever else, and I don't like using them. I'm very strict when it comes to prescribing them. And I personally had no problem with them using marijuana. I just personally wasn't going to put my name on out there because it is still federally illegal. And I still get my federal DEA license, and I still stand behind that. My question for you, though, is obviously because it is federally illegal still, and in some states, it's still considered illegal across the board. How do you then maneuver around that? Say, for example, an athlete is, in California, is getting treatment and flies to, a different state. Maybe it's Tennessee or whatever, to play the Preds and has his, cream with him or his orals or whatever formula it is, and it's illegal there. And they can get arrested or something. How do you navigate that, or how do you deal with that aspect of it so they can continue their treatment as they need it?
Well, so that's kind of the California has this kind of weird concept that the amounts of THC in all of these products, you can't cross state lines. And that's right. Where the industrialized hemp industry is going to be born. Medical marijuana, I think, as time will prove, will be smaller than the industrial hemp industry. Your grandparents, your kids, your pets, all of these people that can't necessarily, get high or consume amounts of THC that would possibly jeopardize, their job or whatever they're functioning on or doing, you'll see that the health benefits of industrialized hemp is going to be, a lot greater and a lot more usable in a lot more situations. So when you say traveling borders, you don't necessarily have to, as a player, because we have to talk about this, right? Players are drinking, they're partying, they're doing these sort of things. There's that recreational mindset. We compete hard and we play hard, we party hard, right? So,
absolutely.
Right. So, but the truth is you have, we're all professional athletes, or we were at one point, and to take on that responsibility, you have to realize that you don't have to bring something to get you high across the country. That's not necessarily what these products are delivering. That's not the most important piece that these products are delivering right now. A player who is a journeyman of sorts, and he's been through a lot of places, he's going to have a lot of injuries that you really can't pinpoint. You know what I mean? There's not like a treatment for it. It's just like an overall body soreness. And these products need to be in the bag of tricks for them to not only get them to fulfill their contract, but possibly earn another contract or continue life after the contract stopped. That's really the reach, right? I mean, to
for sure.
So that's a huge piece to it.
Now, how do people get your products? If we had, like, let's say I had a patient who came in and it's, they're a retired NHL player and they've got, sore shoulder. They're, thinking about possibly a hip surgery in the next few years, and they want to train and do rehab, but it's painful. What we'd say, yeah, okay, Veda Sport, you need to talk to these guys. How does one get the product from you guys?
Yeah, so if you're a retired player and you have questions, I would, you know, you can reach out to us anytime. You know, we relish the opportunity to educate another player to help his, you know, life continuation, whether it be coaching or GM and continuing in that sport, or whether it be going to find a new job and you know, walking into an office of sorts that is a really foreign place to them. You know, so anxieties and things like that can come up after playing. So you can go online and purchase our products. We do have retail locations in some, but right now online is probably the best place. We actually have a code set up for this podcast that the NHLPA will give 25% off Veda Sport or Veda ECN products. Yeah, the goal is to really to get these in the hands of as many people as possible. And we're attacking the athletic market because the industry needs champions. And, you know, as history is going to prove, and has in the past, as athletes pick up products and athletes represent brands, the people follow. And I think that that's going to be a big market that really isn't touched as much as it can be right now.
Yeah. It may be time to buy stock in Doritos, I guess. And is that
that's a good point. Now, the only thing is, do they need any prescription to do it, or can you just go on and buy it?
It's state by state when you talk about marijuana, medical marijuana. As far as CBD products go, you don't need any prescription. I would advise that you do your homework a little bit. I realize that, you know, some people have their brands or they have localities that they trust as far as shopkeeps that sell them stuff. You know, you have to do your education. There's a lot of products in this industry, and they're not necessarily, you know, you risk the chance of losing people. You know, you risk the chance of a negative response to infect people that need this, and that's a problem in the industry.
Yeah, there's a stigma attached to it. That's the problem.
Yeah, right.
That's the big issue.
We have a drug interaction rate in our website that kind of helps people go through that. So that kind of gives them comfortability where we're not, like myself, not answering doctor questions out of my lane per se. Those are things that are really important. Again, a lot of people have felt comfortable having that to know what they can take with CBD or any other drug interaction. So it's neat, and it really helps the customer feel safe.
Yeah, I mean, what about dosing? I mean, do you guys have guidance on how to dose these medications? Is it one size fits all? Tell us about
dosing,
that.
Dosing is difficult. You know, you try to stay away from it and urge people to kind of find their own comfortability with it. You can't necessarily overconsume on these products like you can a medical marijuana product. And that's another huge problem. You know, people come home with their license or with a product and then, you know, like blacking out for 2 days. And you hear these stories.
Yeah.
The doctors themselves aren't dosing people correctly. And it's a really big problem. So,
and it's new. That's why they don't have any, you know, the people, you know, there's a real, you know, push to get everybody comfortable with medical marijuana and to use this as a pain reliever for, you know, back pain, whatever, for surgical pain. It's happening, but you're right. There, you know, people don't have guidelines. It's not taught in medical school. And I think, you know, since the legality is coming online, I think there has to be much more education because, you know, it's something you got to deal with. You cannot, you know, as a doctor, we can't sit there and stick our head in the sand and say, oh, you know, nobody's going to do this. They are. And we have to, as, you know, as a surgeon, I have to be able to understand, okay, if you're having this much, you know, marijuana, you're using edibles, or you're smoking or vaping it or whatever, I have to know for the medications I'm giving you how I'm going to deal with that because it's, you know, I can't say, oh, you know, that's not right. It is right. It's right for some people and it's the right way to go. And it just has to be understood. It's all about education and about doing the right homework and research, as you know, which I have been doing because a lot of my patients are using, you know, medical marijuana. So it is key, but I'm interested, you know, so your feeling is that if you buy your products that you have to kind of test it, try it, see what it is. Go. Do you have guidelines there? Is it?
We have basic guidelines on our packaging, but they're really basic. I mean, if I was like, we have a vape product that does very well. When you think of an inhalation, breathing exercise, you know, the nefariousness of the vaping industry is it's there. But people are realizing that vaping is just a delivery. It's not necessarily what's in the product.
Correct.
It defines every product, right? So, you know, you hand a vape to somebody and they're taking it for anxiety. I can't tell them that's going to last 2-3 weeks. I can't right. gauge their anxiety, the amount of anxiety they have. So it's really, it's an area where people have to kind of play with it a little bit and understand it for themselves. For athletes, you know, who typically have nutritionists or support teams, I think journaling really helps for people who are really interested in using these products to notice a change. There's a lot of passive effects, and if you're not aware of them, you know, you'll wake up a week from now, 2 weeks, or a month from now, and be like, man, my leg doesn't hurt. And then, right, things like that happen. It's just kind of how the add-on of including these in your daily is how it works, right?
That's a very smart idea. Journaling is key.
Yeah.
That's great advice. Well, guys, tell us where our listeners can check you guys out online. What's the website?
It is so the sport line is www.veda_sport. Oh, sorry, it's vedasport.pro. Sorry, vedasport.pro. And the full spectrum line is vedaecn.com. And we keep those separate because there's a clear definition between products with THC in them, although it is the minimum amount, and products that don't. Our sport line is a CBD isolate line, which would be safe for anybody worried about testing. On the back of our packaging, actually, we mentioned that we are formulated in compliance with WADA's prohibited substance list.
See our NWHO package there. One thing I want to add on to that stuff, guy, with this THC and CBD, I found my dad got his card to help with medical marijuana, but he got the buzz. He got the THC and he was freaked out, hated it. He was paranoid, all that good stuff. Actually, right. When he started adding CBD to the mixture, it took off the edge of that super psychoactive high. And now he's not even using the THC side. This is a guy with, you know, 2 back surgeries, plenty of nerve damage in his back and a lot of problems. Plenty of years of opioids as well, so his body's a little bit banged up. But this stuff had a huge impact on that, and really, like Marv was saying, random effects. Like, I gave it to my dad for his back. He called me and talked to me about how his prostate, well, I mean, he didn't tell you that exactly, told me his P-track. He usually goes 15 times a night, and they were just splurts, and now they were twice a night and full stream. So full report on that from Mark Shrimp. It was great. But that was the thing. I couldn't tell.
That's stuff they want to know. That's good.
It's going to go down. You know, yeah, so right. that made me happy, and us as a company, you know, you really see those testimonials per se. It's my dad, so it hits home, close to home. It's really cool to see that reaction. Also, I mean, it really goes down. My family's really on board. My Uncle Jerry's the same scenario. He got taken off his Flexerol. His kidneys started having problems. And after about 2 weeks of our product, he then asked me if it was supposed to help with blood sugar levels and blood pressure. And his doctor took him off those as well. So he started taking things out. I mean, he's on a high number of medicines to counteract. He's got hip problems, back problems, and heart problems. So that's a whole basket of stuff. And
that's great.
I start starting to ding away at certain things for him, and it's been a huge, for me, very gratifying.
Well, we wish you guys the best of luck.
Absolutely.
And you know, we think it's important that our listeners hear about it, and I'm sure they'll check it out online. And if they have questions, they can reach out to you guys through the website. Is that the easiest way?
Yeah, so vedasport.pro and vedaecn.com. And like I said, NHLPA is a code for 25% off, and it's always free shipping as well.
You want to
and Veda is V-E-D-A.
Yes,
right. V-E-D-A. It's V-E-D-A.
Yep.
Email, I'm rshrimp at vedasport.pro if you guys want to send personal emails. Social media sites we're on as well. So if there's always ways to dive in. I'm pretty prevalent on social media. I'm always on it. Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, all of them. So if there's anybody that wanted to reach out, Brody Shrimp is my name on Instagram. I went through an identity crisis and tried to change my name after I retired, but my boss said I got to stick with Rob.
Very good. And this is the 420 special that we're doing, right? On 420.
Yeah, we're going to hear it on 420. So.
That's right. There you go.
Perfect. Cheetos and Doritos.
Yeah.
Here we go.
All right, guys. Well, listen, thanks for coming on the Dr. Hockey podcast. We appreciate it. And we may reach out to you again for some other questions if we have them. That's all right with you.
Yeah, no problem, guys. Pleasure having, being here. Thanks.
Thanks
for having us, guys.
All right, take care.
Thanks for listening to Dr. Hockey. Check out new episodes every Thursday and subscribe on Apple Podcasts or at podcastone.com.
So the playoffs in the NHL can be quite unpredictable. I want to know how much money you just lost on Tampa Bay Lightning getting swept in the first round. The NHL's best team can lose at any time, and we just saw it happen with the frickin' Tampa Bay Lightning. This was a team that I picked to go to the Stanley Cup and win. So now that that's not happening, I suggest that you go check out our new sponsor, MyBookie.ag. Betting on these games is always fun, and you can see how winning is a culture for some teams, and for other teams, it is so difficult for them to get through these playoffs. I don't want to say any names, but some teams come to mind, like the Vancouver Canucks, and also, San Jose Sharks. Zero Stanley Cups. So MyBookie.ag has been in business for years. They pay out in days, and you'll get your money fast when you win. There's a 24/7 customer service line that can take care of anything via live chat or phone, and they really love hockey. We think that if you are going to bet on the Stanley Cup Finals, that you should bet with MyBookie.ag. There's also a really great app that you can do this, evidently, from your couch in your underwear, if you prefer. You can bet literally from anywhere. The app's easy to use. Download it, and you can start betting right away. When you go online, there's an opportunity for you to put in for a bonus with your first deposit. You'll get 50 cents on every dollar you deposit with MyBookie.ag. You'll use the promo code Dr. Hockey, DrHockey. Very easy, no spaces, no periods, no nothing, just Dr. Hockey. And you will get 50 cents for every dollar you deposit. That's a one-time deal for your first deposit. And then you can start booking. You can start betting right away. And there are some rules you should read about that, about the payouts. So I recommend you look at that because you can't put in your money, take the 50 cents on a dollar, and then withdraw your deposit because you're not going to get paid for nothing. So I recommend that you figure out whether you want to do that bonus deal. Again, it's promo code Dr. Hockey, but we are digging it. I think since my bracket is now out of the bracket challenge, I got to go on and I'm going to have to rethink who's going to win the Stanley Cup now and take a look at the odds. MyBookie.ag. Check it out. This is really the best site. They pay fast, and they really seem like they've got it all together for the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs. So I recommend you get yourself back into the black with MyBookie.ag.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen. Remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.